Listen to part of a lecture in an astronomy class.
Some of you may be familiar with the Apollo program's geological studies of the moon during the 1960s, but you may not be aware of the extensive research that preceded those studies. The work of two early researchers was very important in determining the nature of the surface of the moon. Back in 1892, a geologist named Carl Grove Gilbert was challenging the prevailing views about the lunar surface. At that time, most scientists thought that the craters on the moon had been created by volcanic action. Gilbert made some careful telescopic studies. There were no spacecraft back then, so telescopes were the best way to observe the moon. He concluded that the lunar craters were so uniform that they had to be the result of the impact of falling bodies, such as meteorites. I posted enlargements of some of his drawings on the board. If you compare them to those in your text, you can see that his are amazingly accurate. Still, his contemporaries rejected his work. 50 years later, a graduate student named Ralph Baldwin reasserted Gilbert's thesis. He too met with resistance, and he left academics to run his family's machinery business. But he didn't give up his research. He worked alone in his spare time, and eventually wrote an influential book called The Face of the Moon. A young geologist who read it was so inspired that he persuaded NASA to incorporate geology into the Apollo missions. Well, the Apollo missions eventually confirmed most of Baldwin's ideas, which is astonishing, considering that he wasn't a professional scientist.